that piano.
Yeah. Hey, did Inbox?
I actually grabbed that melody and used it for the transition between the two. Hopefully, if that transition works and it becomes a thing.
And now we have.
And then wait,
is the song over?
This is, yeah, the proper album's over now. This is the untold story.
Check time, yo.
A theme for Skya Exposition, sort of like.
Okay,
Skies
so this beginning,
Skya.
This beginning part right here, this was basically everything I wrote for Skya. That's it.
And the rest of this is
right.
By Avanok.
Up.
While we're talking about bonus tracks, do you remember?
Now, that's all I wrote.
Well, that's sort of sounding like On Golden Dreams there.
Yeah.
Speaking of bonus tracks, you know, for the longest time, I actually wanted to make a player versus player bonus track.
Yeah.
PvP track. And then Faz said that he was going to do it, but it seems that it never materialized because we don't have one.
You know what I wish we made? I wish we made a theme for the Scratch.
Oh, yeah.
We were gonna do that, and then we didn't. I don't know. But hey,
no, you said that we wouldn't. You said that we weren't going to because the album was going to be out any day now.
Yeah.
Any day now.
Any day now. Okay.
Any day now. 1 year ago.
One thing.
Okay,
joke's
over.
One thing that
maybe
I want to clear up.
Maybe on a later album.
Well, at the time of this recording, there's still a week.
One thing that I want to clear up about this theme versus. The other Skya theme, the one we've got in the proper album, Skya Word is sort of a theme song for Skya, whereas The Untold Story is a song, it's a theme for the story of Skya being told. So
yeah, like that bit where Nana Sprite tells John on about Skya and Gates and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I figure that's pretty much it.
Yep. Mm.
You know, if we have time next week, I might just make a PvP track.
Do it. Right. Just do it.
Let's do it.
Just do that, and I'll work on a Scratch track.
You remember when Sidewalk Banana remixed a bunch of these songs?
Mm-hmm. Is that remix album still going to come out?
I don't know. I really like the Check the Check Board Castle remix. The Check the Check Castle remix. I still have that. It's really nice.
I still like that part I wrote. Oh, here comes. Nope, it's not over yet. I thought it was over.
Nah, it's still going. It's got some nice.
So yeah, this is like Mark said, this is basically just Skya exposition.
Yeah, talking about Skya, what goes on Skya. I think it came out real well.
He'd be like, yo, Sprite, tell me about Skya. And the Sprite's like, why are you talking like that? But okay.
Yo, dog, I heard you like Skya, so we put a Skya track in your album so you can learn about Skya while you listen to Skya.
Precisely.
What?
Someone made Exhibit Sprite. You know, the Yo Dog I heard you like, so I put blah blah blah. What if someone made a sprite using that guy?
That would be weird. Okay.
Oh wait, here's Alchemeter.
This is the Alchemeter thing by
this
me and Charlie.
Yeah, I like how this turned out actually. I like the melody I wrote and I like everything Mark did.
And I like the name I gave it.
Hey, remember when I said this sounds like Jungle Japes? Then you just literally posted a version that transitioned into Jungle Japes.
Yeah.
That has to go up on SoundCloud. I'll link it on the page.
Okay, here comes my melody.
Yeah.
Oh, Corey wanted me to like. Wanted someone to sync this up with a Game Bro song.
It's game, bro.
Yeah, it's the game. So
and you know what? I think that could work, actually, but I don't know how definitely. To do that.
I might try it. Let's see.
Just give it to Mud.
Yeah, yeah, I really should just give it to Mud.
And then you can edit the Bostock. He mashed up Game Girl with Volcom Mutiny after I asked him to.
That's true. I guess he could do yeah. that, but...
And then he put it up on Bostock.
Bro songs.
He's all broed out.
All broed out.
Speaking of Bostock, everyone should go and download it. It's great and hilarious.
I still it's mostly
hilarious.
It. I should do that.
I mean, if you don't mind listening to Game Boy or Game Girl like literally 38 times.
It doesn't get tiring though. Like, I listened to the whole thing on a bus trip. And oh no, I listened to half of it at home and half of it on a bus trip. And I found it all hilarious.
Game it's Bro. Really Game Bro mashups, the thing that never gets old.
Game Bro's here and it's got
I want to hear another new Game Bro Game Girl song. Not like an actual mashup, but just a new song.
He's got just
game,
a few
game. But what would it be? Game? Game?
I got
it'd be the games will never stop featuring Game Bro and Game Girl.
You gotta be your lead.
Wait, did I ever tell you guys my idea for a Game Girl music video?
Game Girl, ooh. You should pitch that to Tavia, I'm sure she'd be on board.
You know what? I think I should. Well, here's the idea. It plays out like a commercial that the Condis would post for Game Girl. And you know the part where she says, where she's saying, "Let's have a dance party right now. Everyone do the wave."
Yeah.
When it says that, there's a picture of like the Earth being
floating. No, I know.
It's sort of black.
And she says, "Everyone do the wave. A giant tsunami comes and floods the entire Earth."
Yeah, that's it. That's the joke. All
right. So this is. Take Flight, the battleship theme.
This beginning, though, that beginning just sounds so goofy.
By Scott, with art by Pseudonym and Avanok.
Yep.
I mean, the beginning is goofy, but in a good way. I mean, is basically what I was saying.
It's basically a battleship theme, like, yeah. Which is
so wait, if it's an airship theme, does that make very Setzer?
Does that make what?
No, you said it was an airship theme, so I'm like, does that make Veritas Setzer from Final Fantasy VI?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I think it was after I listened to the Battlefield theme and the after I'd done the castle theme, I was like, you know what, I should do a theme for the battleship.
Hey, I forgot to mention the art by Salenpike for the Alchemiter theme is really great because it looks
yeah, it's basically this NES menu type thing.
It's so great. you guys will have
it's
to take a look at it, but
it's hello, guys.
What is going on with Skype? Skype. Oh.
Oh wait.
Other call
yeah,
calling me.
Toilet.
Okay.
Also, guys, we have 5 new viewers in the live stream now.
But
yeah. Like some,
it only says 4
in.
Users, though. It only says 4 users.
Who is it?
Mine says 5 users.
There's someone called Kiri in here.
Oh, I think that might be me.
Oh. It's Kiri, Kaneko, SteamWorld313, and Veritas Une.
Okay, that's interesting, because it says 5 on mine, I'm not sure.
Maybe
why.
There's a person that's not signed in, maybe.
I'm not signed in either.
Yeah, it says 5 viewers for me too. Yeah. Maybe it's the fact that I'm streaming and watching on my other computer?
Possibly. Yeah, but it said 4 previously, and now it says 5.
Anyway.
Wait, did
welcome
we climb
to
the entire map?
Suburb OST commentary, where we talk about how this one... ghost haunting Mark's livestream.
Wait a minute, this song. Is this... Oh wait, no, there's Prime, and I'm Born to Die, and... Oh, damn it. I thought this was the last song for a second. There's the art for, Born to Die.
Yeah, you go Born to Die.
Born to Die by Thief of Truth and Avanok.
Who is Thief of Truth again? I forget.
Thief of Truth was that one guy who showed up and then did some stuff and then disappeared for a while.
Yeah,
and then reappeared.
So, can I tell you that this is actually one of my favorite tracks Brad made because it's inspired by Akira Yamaoka.
Oh.
Brad said that this is inspired by Akira Yamaoka and the Silent Hill.
Yeah, Silent Hill, huh?
I think it's really good.
It's basically
It is. I love that choir in the background.
Composition is by Thief of Truth.
Yeah.
Production is by
Brad.
Yeah.
And art is by Manyan and Melodious Discord.
You know, since the composition is by Thief of Truth, that guy's really not that bad at composition.
Oh no, yeah. That was the thing. He did some great compositions, but then
he disappeared.
He disappeared without really, and his production was not album quality, so we had Brad just fix it up for us. And yeah. But no, the composition's entirely Thief of Truth, and it was really good.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, fade out ending.
All right, and now here we have
The Will to Fight
by Underwater Basket Weaving.
Yep.
You'll recognize the melody and generally the composition.
Yeah. Because this Will to Fight Further is a remix of this song.
This was something that Underwater Basket Weaving made. He had just started using FL Studio. Before that, he'd only had experience with Famitracker. So, of course, his compositions are, like, totally rocking. But his production knowledge wasn't very detailed. So, yeah.
He also dropped out of the project because of I can't remember, I think time commitment type related reasons, so he dropped out, and that's why I remixed this song.
Yeah,
but then he came back, so we put it back on as a bonus track.
If I remember, he originally made this song in Famitracker and then came back and made it in FL Studio because he lost the original project.
Whoa, guys, we're not gonna be making everything in Tiptoons.
That sounds about right. Yeah, if you put this next to the Will to Fight Further, you can actually tell which parts I composed and which parts I just stole from Underwater Basket Weaving.
You didn't steal, you incorporated them.
Well, yeah. You know what I mean.
I think it's really good, and the art is great too. Do you remember when Dawn was trying to choose between the different background colors and she made the GIF?
She made the GIF of all the background colors.
And sweet rave party.
Denizen rave.
Yeah.
Denizen chain rave. Denizen comb rave.
And this is showtime. Game.
It sounds kind of weird.
I mean, it's still recognized by Showtime.
Yeah.
Brad did a lot of, Underwater Basket Weaving did a lot of tempo changes in here that, Koneko, it seems you did not incorporate.
I didn't use those mainly because I couldn't really figure out the way to make it flow well.
Ah.
I'm not generally that good with tempo changes.
You think tempo changes pretty good in your solo album?
Which one? I'm saying which one, I only have one.
Wait, no, Planet in Shadow. You did tempo changes in Planet in Shadow.
True.
Yeah. It was pretty simple we got though, because it was just a one time, like a gradual increase, and that was it, so. Yeah.
The only time I ever do tempo changes is when I am trying to make something sound more expressive, and I'll just kind of. Yeah, I'll like meticulously automate the tempo until it sounds expressive enough to me and well implemented.
Same.
Yeah, I would do that too, but generally I tend to avoid tempo changes because they are troublesome. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I use Sibelius, and it's as easy as saying typing in the new tempo.
Yeah.
Then it's changed. The issue is when you try and do like ritardandos and accelerandos.
Yeah, that's the problem, because when I do tempo changes, usually I want a smooth transition.
Yeah.
And it's not very easy. Beeper has this function where you can have one tempo and then another tempo a few bars down, and you can just set it to like gradually transition to the new tempo. But even then, it's a linear transition, so it doesn't sound very natural.
That's unfortunate. Yeah.
Which is where you want to instead go to like an orchestra and get them to sort of flow with the song. Which is what I might end up doing with Violet and Gold, I'm not sure. That's the one I'm working on at the moment.
Wait, do you have access to real orchestra?
Yeah, I play in one. And
oh, yeah.
I can also go back to my school's orchestra as well, if I need to. Or I want to make an orchestra, but I can mention that some other time.
Yeah, making an orchestra is a bit difficult. I mean, you need people. You need a lot of people.
Well, we only have 45 people in the orchestra.
45 is still quite a bit if you're talking about only one person gathering them all up.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Anyway, now we're on time. This is the last song. Oh, wow. And it's by Brad again.
I know, we climbed this whole mountain.
I'm not sure the last song is the pause screen song, but
just as we're about at the 3-hour limit, or not limit, the 3-hour mark.
Oh, I was wrong. This song isn't bad. This song is Chalk. Okay.
Oh yeah,
So that's Chalk about to die from meteor.
Yeah, with art by Nurse Tiger. Pause the game right as the meteor is about to crush him.
Yeah, classy.
You just step away from the you pause it, just move somewhere else and pause. Oh, hey.
No, he just he steps back, like gets up from the computer and just goes to the bathroom while Brad's about to die.
The meteor is just poised there. Trog, it's Trog.
Yeah. Oh, it's Trog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you said that was Brad there.
No. Yeah, I kept thinking it was Brad, but yeah, apparently it's not. So.
You were wrong.
Well, you're wearing the same colored shirt.
FPS.
Yeah, exactly.
I was
looking at the green shirt, and I was like, okay, that's bad.
The art here says FPS 62, ping 312.
What does that actually mean? Like, is that good or is that bad?
It's bad.
I mean,
big ping is bad.
It means like, that Trog is probably lagging all over the place and like teleporting through his fence.
Hey, maybe he can lag through the meteor.
Lag through the meteor strike.
That's his entry item. It's lagging.
The entry item is the concept of lag.
He has to lag. His entire house lags through the entire Earth.
It lags through the universe.
Lags into the medium.
Wait, no. When you're using the alchemeter lags, and like suddenly you just see the you see the entry item appear, and then suddenly it just doesn't appear because it lagged out.
Okay, I think we're done here.
We finished the album, guys.
We climbed this whole mountain.
Wow. Comic Sans
so
everywhere.
So cool.
Well, good job, guys. Thank you for sitting through all this with me, and thank you,
thank you, listener,
who has presumably, if you're hearing this, you've probably listened to this whole thing.
Yes.
You're cool. I owe you a high five. You can redeem it. If ever we meet in person,
or you can go to his Tumblr and spam it.
Please don't.
High five.
Please
hey, Mark,
don't.
You owe me a high five. Give me a high five.
Okay. We should probably wrap this up because we're going on three hours now.
Yeah, it's 3 hours now.
Yeah, Sorbo ST, cool thing. Great project. Glad to have worked with everybody. It's
all over. So many thanks to everyone that's been involved with it.
Yes.
It's turned out fantastically.
And
I'm mostly just glad to finally have this thing done.
Yeah. Thanks to those forumites who keep bugging us about it and showing us that you do care.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna stop recording now.
Bye.
Bye.